CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Once again, Ari's off with the COVID-19, unfortunately. Spoke to her yesterday. She's like coughing so much that she's puking sometimes, which is not a great sign, wouldn't imagine. So that's bad. So she's still off, still trying to kick the COVID. You know what I did? I got my tax back, right? So I treated myself to a car service. That's right. Got me car serviced. Rich kid. It was due for a service last November, but, you know, circumstances being as they are, I haven't had it done. Got it done yesterday. Great news I'd like to share with you. Got a brand new air filter, a brand new steering rack end, a brand new valve cover gasket kit. I don't know about you, but I'm so in over my head when I'm getting the car service. They call me when they're looking at it and they're going, oh, it needs this doing. Do you want me to do it? And I'm just like, nah, better do that. Yep. But I don't really know what they're talking about. I just hope that it needs doing. Just do the ones that are, you know, safety. Do the safety ones. The ones that you need to do for safety reasons. Do them. How much will it cost? Bad news, though. The bad news is both the front and rear sway bar rubbers are cracked. Oh, no. All right, next up. More on the bed sheet controversy. A fella's come out to the press in the UK and said he only washes them once a year. And he's proud of it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
A little while ago, Ari and I were talking about how often you wash your bed sheets. And she said she changes her sheets a lot, but she takes her time to actually wash them. She does lots of loads of washing all at once, which led to this.
Seriously, Ari, you've got to stop, baby.
But this fella, his name's Jax Phillips. I don't know how the press got a hold of him. I don't know if they were banging on his door going, Jax, is it true you only wash your sheets once a year? But The Sun in the UK has reported that Jax Phillips only washes his sheets every 9 to 12 months, and he reckons no one would know the difference. He's a 29-year-old engineer from Plymouth. He revealed he bought his first one-bedroom flat 3 years ago. I'm a Mr. Hinch type person. I enjoy cleaning. I do all the vacuuming and washing up. In my house, everything has its place. But when it comes to sheets, I only wash them every 6 to 12 months, or if I spill coffee or tea on them. He looks like a normal dude. He doesn't look like, you know, a scammer or anything. You know, he's got his hair combed and a button-up shirt on in the picture. And in case anyone's wondering, he said they don't smell. I shower nightly and wear clean pyjamas. I pull back the duvet every day, doona I think he means, before making it to air it out. And if it's sunny, I'll pop them on the line outside to air. I believe it's the same as a wash. I don't think so, brother. If you're going to go to that effort, just give them a wash. I call it the shake and remake method. Or if they're getting an airing, the shake, bake and remake method. The sunshine cleans away the bacteria. I think he's made that science up. And the reason I say that is because according to Dr. Philip Turnow, Director of Clinical Microbiology and Immunology at New York University, your bed sheets can accumulate an array of dead skin, bacteria, fungus and mites after just one night's sleep. With the average person producing more than 98 litres of sweat each year, dirty bedding can cause breakouts, skin irritation, or even make us sick. In a recent study, researchers found that feather and synthetic pillows between 1.5 and 20 years old can contain between 4 and 17 different species of fungus. It makes you a little worried to lay down. When you actually look at your bed, is it that dangerous? Is it that bad? I mean, do wash it. Do change your pillows and everything. Change your doona if you can. I mean, I'm not one to talk. My doona's quite old, but, you know, washing it once a year, that's not enough. All right? Let's all calm down, not worry about too much of the fungus and all this, the microbiomes in there and all. Spare me the medical mumbo-jumbo, doc. But you got to wash them more than once a year, surely.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think that is an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
By the way, that fella that only cleaned his sheets once a year, the reason he did it, he said he was saving water and saving money and saving power with the rising costs of everything. But how much is he saving and is it worth it? I say no. All right, up next, I'm speaking to comedian Nazeem Hussain. M&M's, the chocolate brand, have launched the Comedy Spotlight. We'll find out more. And full disclosure, I did record it yesterday because no comedian gets up this early. So if you don't want to get up this early, think about a career in comedy. They don't get up till about 5 p.m., I think.
Oh, girl, I like you.
morning, CFM's Anna Minari for breakfast. New research just out has revealed that more than half, 55% in fact, of Aussies consume comedy on social media, and three quarters, 70%, discover new creators through social algorithms. And it can make it difficult for up-and-coming content creators to be noticed if you don't tickle the algorithm in the certain way at once. In response to this, chocolate company M&M's has officially announced the Comedy Spotlight, a platform to grow the careers of Australia's funniest yet unrepresented comedy talent. Aussies are being encouraged to enter to win access to financial support, mentorship with comedian Nazeem Hussain, and professional resources. Nazeem Hussain joins me right now over Zoom. Thanks for being here, Nazeem. So just how important is social media to young comedians these days?
Social media is incredibly important, especially during the pandemic. We saw young comedians using TikTok and Instagram that really were providing us with all the laughs and entertainment, but it was also a great way for them to reach new audiences, explore their comedic styles, and also give these comedians the opportunity to test material and see what resonates with their fans. And if you're lucky, explore paid sponsorship opportunities.
Yeah. Well, what advice do you have for young budding comedians out there?
If you're a brand new comedian, the most important thing to do is to watch lots of comedy and to do lots of comedy, whether that's live performance or just content creation. Just make lots and lots and lots. It's not always going to hit. Not every clip is going to go viral. Not every joke you write is going to bring the house down. But that's the point. You've just got to keep making and keep improving. Yeah. Don't stress too much about the criticism. Focus on what works. And having said that, it's super important to know who is around you that can support you. There's always going to be someone in your corner that's ready and willing to help.
Yep. Can you tell us more about this M&M's Comedy Spotlight that's been announced?
The M&M's Comedy Spotlight is a pretty great initiative. It hopes to help undiscovered comedians further their comedic ambitions. It hopes to immerse new talent into the comedy industry. It'll give them a six-month mentorship with me. They get professional resources, career guidance from a really great management company, Jubilee Street Management, and they get included in this massive nationwide campaign that reaches millions of Australians so that, yeah, they can grow their social media channels.
Yeah. Where can we go to find out more info?
If you want to get involved, you got to head to the M&M's Australia social media channels and look out for the Comedy Spotlight.
Nazeem, thanks very much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
5 seconds of summer on CFM. Kristen Bell challenge, go.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
This is your chance to go into the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. You've got to tell me which of the following three audio clips is Kristen Bell. She's the one who plays Veronica Mars, and she plays Sarah Marshall in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and she's in lots of other stuff as well. All right, the phone number's 1-300-655-922. Tell me which of these three clips is her. Here's clip A.
I was in shape. I thought, I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
A, B, or C, which one do you think's Kristen Bell? We'll go again. Here's A.
I was in shape. I thought, I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
Which of those three clips is Kristen Bell? 1-300-655-922. Call me, maybe. Carly Rae Jepsen, we're doing the Kristen Bell challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Who dat? Mysterious Mel, how you going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Do you know anything about cars, Mysterious Mel?
A little bit.
I received some news yesterday. Apparently both my front and rear sway bar rubbers are cracked. Do you know what that means?
They're rubbers in your suspension, Adam.
Oh, and you just knew that off the top of your head?
Yes.
Well, what would you do if both your front and rear sway bar rubbers were cracked? Because I don't know what to do.
What would you do if they were both cracked? You'd replace them.
Replace them? Okay, yeah. I'll have to have a look into that then. I was hoping it wouldn't be a big deal. Thanks for your help, just off the top of your head there, your car knowledge, Mel. Appreciate that. All right, I'll run the clips for you, and you tell me which is Kristen Bell. Here's A.
I was in shape. I thought I'm an actress. You got to watch yourself in that way. And it turns out I was a lard ass.
Got B.
I trained a little bit before the movie so that I would look like I knew what I was doing.
Got C as well.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
What are you thinking, Mel?
I'm thinking C.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, it doesn't matter. Cher told me that.
Do you like Kristen Bell? You know who she is?
I do like Kristen.
Yeah, it checks out because you know her voice too. That is her. Clip A was Anne Hathaway, clip B was Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Mel, you're in the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment, and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats, and we'll let you know Friday if you've been drawn, and thanks for the car advice.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd fix it myself, though. I wouldn't pay someone else.
Don't pay someone else. I'll still have to order in new bar rubbers, probably. Sway bar rubbers, sorry. Don't want to get that wrong. Oh, she's gone. She got bored of me.
Today in history. Thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
The 20th of July today, we're going to have a look. It was on this day in 1920 that the free kick was introduced into the VFL. Which means the free kick in the AFL predates the first man on the moon, which happened on this day in 1969, Neil Armstrong.
The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the laminate. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful.
Rumour has it that he screwed that quote up, by the way. He was meant to say that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. But hey, we'll have it. We'll take it, Neil. Thanks, mate. On this day in 1987, Kylie Minogue's debut single Locomotion was released. And it was on this day last year, 2021, that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos went into space in the first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew, including 18-year-old Oliver Damon, who became the world's youngest space traveller.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Ari's still off with the spiced cough COVID. I spoke to her yesterday. She wasn't doing too well. She's had it for a solid week now, but she was coughing so much that she was vomiting sometimes, which is not good, is it? God, it affects everyone so differently. So hopefully we'll have her back this week if she's feeling up to it. But this hour I'm speaking to Katrina from the Fairy Godmothers. They have a couple of events that are coming up. They have a dance class coming up. They also have a market on the way, so we'll find out more from Katrina before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger as well, your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. I've got more $50 Beam vouchers. I'll give one of those out very soon. And today we're talking about your first ever jobs. What did you do for a job? What was your first ever job and how old were you? Mine was, I was 15 and I was stacking shelves at Big W. And I was not the hard worker that I am today. I would do anything in my power to avoid phone calls. The dreaded phone call. It was always 3 p.m. right when school was finishing. And I was like, maybe I've got my afternoon. And then I get the call and they'd be like, hi, you've got a shift tonight from 6 to 10. And I'd be like, no! So the work ethic ended up coming later in my life. But what was your first job? How old were you? You can call me 1300 655 922, or you can write in at the Facebook pages, CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport. What was your first job? How old were you?
All right,
Jimmy. 11 past 7 on CFM. What was your first job and how old were you? Pat was 16, working at a paper maker's in Burnie. Anthony was only 9, collecting bush rock for a nursery. It's an interesting little job at age 9. Judith Ann was 13, working at a fish and chip shop. Mel was 14 as a waitress at the Ulverston RSL Club and loved it. Denise was 14. She worked at her uncle's plant nursery that was once in La Trobe. It now has a block of units on it. Kylie was 16, packing broccoli. She remembers the cold mornings walking the train line with Rachel. And Roz was 14, worked at Rolf Voss Upper Burnie as a checkout chick. The first pay was $80, and I thought I was rich. Didn't we all remember the first paycheck? Look at me. Look what I can do so much with this $80. And Kat was 15, working as a jazz ballet instructor at a primary school. Also, a lot of supermarkets obviously mentioned, and McDonald's. It's one of the best things about McDonald's, other than the Big Mac sandwich, is how many people it gives a first job to. Absolutely. I'm going to give you some of the key safety features and some of the safety messages. You call me 1-300-655-922 and repeat one back to me, and you've got $50 to spend on a Beam e-scooter. Now in Burnie, download the Beam app and ride today. Beam have a Beam Safe Academy, so they run a real-world e-scooter training program regularly in each market they launch in, where new riders can learn how to beam. Don't drink and ride. Wear a helmet. They've got half-beam mode as well, so every beam have a half-acceleration option to help out new riders. They've got no-go and slow zones. They create them around the city, and the vehicle will automatically adjust to it. Always give way to pedestrians as well. No tandem riding, only one on a scooter at a time. Keep left, obey the road rules. The minimum age to ride is 16, and for parking, do not obstruct the footpath and park near the curb. 1-300-655-922 with one of those, and you've got $50 to spend on one. CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Alison from Wynyard on with me. All right, Alison, what's one of the key safety features of the Beam e-scooter?
Always give way to pedestrians.
Good advice, isn't it?
It is.
All right, Alison, I'm going to give you $50 to spend on one. Enjoy your scooting.
Thank you.
And can I just ask, while I got you here, Alison, what was your first job and how old were you?
Oh, I think I was at McCain's and I was about 18, I think.
18 McCain's, was it?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Packing, sorting through vegetables.
Like the frozen stuff?
Yeah. Oh, well, it was fresh at the time, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, okay, that would have been pretty cool. Was it all right as a job?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
You got to start somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Alison.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Alrighty, your chance now to go into the draw for a $50 voucher to Niche Plants. You'll love gardening after a visit to Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days, so you can use your $50 voucher any day of the week you like. The phone number's 1-300-655-922 if you'd like to play. We've got a word machine. His name's Theo. He gives us the daily words. Theo, what are our words today?
Your words for today are spot and lunch.
Spot and lunch. So what we need is the word in the middle. Spot something, something lunch. There's something in the middle. Spot something, something lunch. What's that something in the middle? 1-300-655-922 to do the word Sanger challenge. Ed Sheeran plays now on CFM. Good morning. 19 minutes to 8 on CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Michelle from Ulverston on with me to do the word Sanger challenge. Just before we play, Michelle, today we're talking about our first jobs. What was your first job?
I worked at Kmart when I was 15.
Ah, did you? Were you at the checkout or stacking shelves?
No, I was trained on the checkout and then I moved to putting stock on the shelves.
Yeah, right, bit of everything.
Yep.
Alrighty, let's play Word Sanger. The word machine will give you the words and you tell us what goes in the middle. Let's do it.
Your words for today are spot and lunch.
What are you thinking, Michelle?
Free?
Not free. Spot, free, free lunch. No, sorry, Michelle.
Okay.
Thanks for playing. Emma in Burnie now on to play Word Sanger. The word machine will give you the words, Emma, and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are spot and lunch.
What do you think, Emma?
Is it possibly light?
The word for my Sanger is light. Spotlight. Light lunch.
It is light, Emma. Good job.
Wonderful, thank you.
You are in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Sounds great.
Can I just ask you, while you're still here, what was your first job, Emma?
I did actually write up on the post this morning. It was at a little shop called Chicken Wrap in Upper Burnie. It was a hot chicken store and it was just the best.
Right. Yeah, how cool. Good chicken there?
Oh, it was the best. And the chips and gravy. Everybody that remembers that shop remembers the chips and gravy.
Yeah, right. So it's not there anymore?
No, it's next door to where the Spruy Childcare used to be and the little dentist there across from Woolworths in Upper Burnie. So I'm sure it's very sadly missed.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. the old owners are still local as well. I still get to see them from time to time. So
Shout
out to them this morning.
Big shout out to the owners of what was it, Chicken Wrap?
The Chicken Wrap.
The Chicken Wrap.
Many moons ago.
Thanks, Emma. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I have on the phone with me Katrina from the Fairy Godmothers. Morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
And can you just give us a rundown of what the Fairy Godmothers do, how they help the community?
Okay, the Fairy Godmothers is a non-profit organisation. We hold a group of total volunteers and we raise funds and assist in helping families with children with disabilities, special needs and medical conditions by purchasing equipment that's not funded under any other source. We also have been lucky enough to secure $2.5 million to get started on an All Abilities Playground to be built at Somerset. And we also assist in resources for infant loss and pregnancy loss.
And a couple of ways you're raising funds coming up is you've got the All Abilities dance classes. These are happening every Saturday. They're back?
Yes, they will start back as from the 7th of August. They're held at our studio at 240 Mount Street in Upper Burnie from 10:30. They go for 45 minutes, $10 a class. Our classes are taken by Nova Dance instructor Ayla, and anybody with a physical or mental disability may attend, children, adults, whatever. Carers come along as well, and we're quite keen for them to participate as well. Our studio is fully equipped with floor-length mirrors. We have sound system and all there ready, so like a real dance studio.
How cool. And you're not doing it over the school holiday periods, and you're not doing it on the 13th of August either, because you have something else coming up.
That's right. We're having a market in the Upper Burnie Hall and in the Fairies Haven, which is our studio and a little shop that we have for local craftspeople to sell their wares. The market's open for anybody to come along, and we're still looking at stall holders, so even though we're getting booked out fast, it'll be a gold coin entry. There'll be cake stall. So far we're having a complete range of different products and crafts being available. All our haven will be open as well, so people can have a look at our little shop, and also there will be stalls in the studio as well for that day.
And not a bad opportunity to pick up some Father's Day gifts or even early Christmas gifts.
That's true, yes. And also we'll have hot food available. We'll have a sausage sizzle and hot soup and salves ready for all our hungry customers.
And so if people do want to put a stall together, how do they get in touch?
Okay, they can either phone me or email market@fairygodmothers.com.au or pop into the Fairies Haven, and the girls there can give them some information.
And are you guys on social media or on
We're on Facebook, yes, the Fairy Godmothers.
Yep, a good idea to follow you, I reckon, to keep an eye on what's going on and some of the events that you're doing.
Yes, we've got quite a bit going on in the future. We're in the process of organising a rock and roll night.
Oh, cool.
We'll have our Father's Day raffle. We'll have our Christmas market. We will be attending different functions, and also it's one way of families to get in touch with us as well.
Well, you sound busy, Katrina.
We're kept pretty on our toes, yes.
Are you taking any volunteers?
Oh, yes. Look, if anyone is happy to come on board, the more volunteers we've got. We meet once a month and have a discussion on what's going on and what have you. We're always after volunteers to help us work in the haven. All our members do volunteer their time. We're actually, this week, we're handing over a vehicle that we have purchased for a young Latrobe girl that's got severe cerebral palsy. We've purchased a vehicle for her. The family will have it converted to a wheelchair accessible vehicle. So that's one goal that we've been able to kick off, ready to start on our next goal. So any help to reach our goals is appreciated.
Thanks so much, Katrina from the Fairy Godmothers. Follow them online and keep track of everything they're doing, because they're doing a lot. But coming up every Saturday, the All Abilities dance classes, except during school holidays and not on the 13th of August, because on the 13th of August is the Fairy Godmothers Market. Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
And good morning. I got my tax money back, and yesterday I treated myself to a car service, a logbook service. It was due for one in November, and it's now July. But I received some news that I don't quite know what it means. Apparently, both the front and rear sway bar rubber are cracked. And I mentioned this earlier, and Mel, mysterious Mel, was asking her partner about it, because apparently he's a bit of a handyman. And apparently that stops your car from swaying. Now, I'm not sure whether it's swaying left and right or up and down because it's part of the suspension or something. But I may be swaying real soon if I don't get them fixed, I guess. Just trying to figure it all out. It's all gibberish to me when they try and explain what's wrong with the car. They might as well be... Well, not French. I was going to say they might as well be speaking French, but I do know a couple of French words, so it's worse. Chinese. I don't know any Chinese words. It might as well be Chinese. Coming up this hour, Kristen from the Bernie Girl Guides joins me to talk about their sausage sizzle and garage sale they got coming up. Chorus Kings, a very special edition of it this week. I'm very excited to play that again. We're talking today about your first job ever and how old you were. Birthday book as well. Birthday shout-outs on the air very soon, so submit them at cfmtaz.com.au. Next up, we'll check in with our street team. They are at Mitre 10 Devonport and Mitre 10 Burnie. Head there now. They've got freebies for you. We'll check in next. CFM, John Mellencamp here this morning at CFM. It's 11 past 8.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
All right, you're going to go out to Rena. Rena, what up?
Morning, Chucky Bells. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Miss you.
Miss you.
Love, love, love. Good morning, guys. I am here today at Mitre 10 in Devonport. I am here today because I need to remind all of you, do not forget to enter our Mighty Helpful Community Award for your chance to win a $100 Mitre 10 gift card. You can enter in-store or you can visit our website to enter online. On board the cruiser today, I've got Crips Mastelo, the Coins for Kids show bag for only $5, and it also contains a bubble, all thanks to Leafy Originals. We also have the coloring in competition, and you can win $100 worth of Crayola merch. So what are you waiting for? Come and see me here at Mitre 10 in Devonport, because Mitre 10 also have a great garden center with a wide variety of green life. Sounds perfect to me. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Thanks, Rena. All right, K-Dog, what up?
Morning. I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I kind of wasn't prepared for so much ice on the windscreen this morning. It's the first morning I've actually had ice on the window when I've gone out to the car.
Yeah.
So, by the time I got it off, I'm on my way to Mitre 10 in Burnie, but I'm not quite there yet, so sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So, make sure you pop out to the other hardware store in Burnie for all your trade needs. You can build a new deck, work on a DIY project, or reno around the home. There's got the friendly staff there who can help you get the job done. And don't forget to enter our Mighty Helpful Mitre 10 Community Award for your chance to win a $100 Mitre 10 gift card. Now, on board the cruiser, of course, we've got your CFM show bags with a heap of goodies, stickers, bits and pieces. I've got the fresh loaves of bread, all thanks to Crips, plus a $50 Beam credit voucher for one lucky person this morning, and a double pass to see Brad Pitt's new movie, Bullet Train. It's in cinemas from August 4. So a couple of goodies up my sleeve this morning, so make sure you pop by and see me at Mitre 10 in Burnie, out Wivenhoe.
Good on you, Caden. Now, the cruiser frosty, but let me ask you this. Is the front and rear sway bar rubber okay?
Oh, I think so.
Well, good, that's good.
I haven't been driving like you yet.
Oh, Caden, how dare you.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
I've got some birthday shout-outs. These have been submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee Photo Booth, and lots more. Celebrating today, the 20th of July, is Nicole Scott from Devonport. Happy birthday to our beautiful daughter, Nicole. Have a lovely day. Best wishes. Love from Mum and Dad. And Minerva Watson from Devonport. Hi, it'd be lovely if you would wish Miv a happy 14th. It's been a really tough year for our family. Many thanks. Happy birthday, Minerva. And that's it for today. Remember, if you know someone celebrating, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au. Next up, what was your first job and how old were you? This is CFM Beyonce. Beyonce's new one, Break My Soul, on CFM. What was your first job and how old were you? Annette, working on the family farm. We all started really young. All we needed in return for this job was food on the table and clothes on our back and several cuddles each day. And that's what made my first job of being a farmer's daughter. Charmaine, at around 13 to 14, was packing carrots at Fresgrow Devonport. Leanne was a dental nurse at 16. Anne hadn't quite turned 15 and worked at Fashion House. A great crew and made some great friends there. Susan delivered the Saturday Evening Mercury and got paid tips, which is about $4 to $5 at 11. And Dom worked as a trapper at age 14, which meant basically loading the discs into the machine for a gun range. Right now, I'm going to give you the chance to score yourself instantly a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing, an in-season double pass. This film comes out tomorrow. The trailer looks great. From the best-selling novel comes a captivating mystery, Where the Crawdads Sing. It tells the story of Kaya, an abandoned girl who raised herself to adulthood in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina. If you'd like a double pass right now, 1-300-655-922. Just tell me, what was your first job and how old were you? 1-300-655-922. This is Katy Perry on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, so Kathy from Turner's Beach on the phone with me right now, but you didn't grow up in Turner's Beach. You grew up on a farm?
Yep, in Nyetta.
Yeah, Nyetta. And you worked at the farm?
I did.
And
one of my first jobs was pulling swedes.
Oh, right, and I'm guessing you got the job.
Frosty mornings.
Frosty mornings, was it?
Freezing frosty mornings.
How early did you have to get up?
Well, it wasn't so much getting up early, but it was more the fact that the frost was still on the ground up there, probably still, 10 o'clock in the day.
Yeah, and you're putting your hands in it and getting frosty hands?
Yeah, you're pulling swedes out of the ground and then you've got to knock the dirt off the roots of them.
Yeah.
Cut the roots off and then knock the tops off and throw them in a box.
That's pretty hard work. How long did you do that?
We'd do that for most of the day.
Yep. How many years were you doing it?
It wasn't so much years. It was sort of like seasonal.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, every year, we'd go out for a certain amount of time and help my uncles and aunties and... Yeah, pull swedes or some of the other farmers from around the district.
Yeah, right, hard work. Did you get paid?
We did get paid, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right then. All right, Kathy, would you like a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing?
I would love a double pass. I've just read the book and it was amazing.
Oh, okay, I haven't read the book. It's a good book then?
Oh, it's amazing. It just, it draws you in. You pick it up and you won't put it down.
Yeah, right. Well, you better go see the film.
I'd love to.
All righty, I'll give you a double pass. It's yours.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Sing it to the
chorus.
La, la,
la. Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Mixing it up this week a little bit. So for Chorus Kings this week, you have to tell me what song myself and my brother are singing along to in the pub. This is audio captured of us in the pub singing to a song. You've got to tell me what the song is. If you are correct, you'll get $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are local like us. I've given out some clues. So the clues so far are, the song is from 1998, but was released as a single in 1999. It's the third single from the album. And the band that it's by shares its name with an Australian TV show. Here's the audio clue. Do you know what the song is? 1-300-655-922. If you know what that song is, you'll score yourself $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. I'll give out one more clue as well. It's the second most listened to song on their Spotify. Here's the clip one more time. One 300 655 922. Do you know what that song is? Turn up
the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I got a feeling I'm gonna be alright. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about
damn time. I'll give out one more clue. The name of the 1998 album that it's from is Americana.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la. Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Dylan from La Trobe is on the phone. Are you here to have a guess about what the song is?
Yeah.
Let me just play the clip real quick. Dylan, you've got a guess of what the song is?
Is it Staring at the Sun?
Staring at the Sun by who?
The Offspring.
It's not, mate. You're so close, but that's not it.
Yeah, righto.
You're on the right track, though.
For Americana, is it?
It's from that album, yeah, but that's not the song. Yeah, mate. Yeah, no so worries. So close. Dylan, have a go tomorrow.
No worries,
you're pretty close, mate. See ya. Thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I'm on the phone with Kristen from the Bernie Girl Guides. Morning, Kristen.
Morning, Adam.
Now, you have a garage sale coming up?
Yes, we do, on Saturday the 6th of August.
Yep, what can we expect there?
Lots of variety. We have a bit of everything, you know, bric-a-brac, books, toys, homewares, almost anything from people who've made kind donations to us.
And can people still donate or even book a stall of their own?
Yes, they can. So we'll actually be accepting donations even up till the Friday night before, so the 5th of August. We traditionally have people at the hall that night between about 5 and 8 p.m. to collect last-minute donations. But if people have got things they want to get rid of earlier than that, you can contact us and we can make arrangements.
What kind of stuff do you want people to donate?
We'll take just about anything apart from old televisions and computers and clothes and footwear.
Yep.
The only things that we sort of say we don't take.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're cleaning out the kitchen or the kids' toys or all of those things,
yeah,
all of that we're welcome to stay there.
Awesome. And there'll be food there?
Yes, yeah, so we'll have a sausage sizzle and we're working towards getting the families to even potentially have a cake stall this year or, you know, produce, and depends on what people have got in their gardens that's around as to what will be there. That varies every year.
And what about the girl guys themselves? Are you guys looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for adults who want to be involved as volunteers. So lots of, if you're a female and you want to become involved, you used to be a guide yourself or you haven't been a guide yourself, you're welcome to come back. And we're always open to new girls joining us. So if you're female and over the age of 5, there's something for you within guides.
Yep, and if someone's thinking about volunteering, what kind of stuff can they expect to be doing?
It varies greatly. We've got lots of different roles for people. We have roles for working with the girls as volunteers, which you might be becoming a leader or just coming along to help at certain things. But we also have roles for adults, who working with adults in the organisation. So, and then there's just some involvement in the organisation as adults, as a friendship situation there too. So lots of different things that happen.
Yeah, cool. Well, all the information about the garage sale as well as how to get in touch with the Girl Guides is up at our Bernie Street Beat page, cfmtas.com.au. Kristen, thanks for being with me and have fun at the garage sale.
Will do. Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. Ari's still sick. This morning we've been talking about your first job and how old you were. I personally was, I think, 15 years old. I had a mate that worked at Big W. He got me a job there doing night fill, and I did whatever I could to avoid shifts. And then after that, I worked at McDonald's briefly, and then I worked at a stationery warehouse. And when I got to the stationery warehouse, that was full time at that point, and that's when I started to knuckle down and actually work properly. But at Big W, I was I was working harder at avoiding the calls telling me I had a shift than I was at the actual stacking of the shelves. But we had a few calls this morning as well. Michelle from Ulverston said this was her first job.
I worked at Kmart when I was 15.
Ah, did you? Were you at the checkout or stacking shelves?
No, I was trained on the checkout and then I moved to putting stock on the shelves.
Yeah, right, bit of everything.
Yep.
I'm sure working harder than me as well at Kmart. And Emma from Burnie said this.
I was at a little shop called Chicken Wrap in Upper Burnie. It was a hot chicken store and it was just the best.
Right. Yeah, how cool. Good chicken there?
Oh, it was the best. And the chips and gravy. Everybody that remembers that shop remembers the chips and gravy.
Yeah, right. So it's not there anymore?
No, it's next door to where the Broy Childcare used to be, and the little dentist there across from Woolworths in Upper Burnie. So I'm sure it's very sadly missed.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
the old owners are still local as well. I still get to see them from time to time. So
Shout
out to them this morning.
Big shout out to the owners of, what was it, Chicken Wrap?
The Chicken Wrap.
The Chicken Wrap.
Many moons ago.
That conversation continues on the Facebook page, CFM Devonport or CFM Burnie. Up on the way, Kings of Leon, Super High and Nika coming up too. This is Jonas Brothers, Sucker, CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
The program's done for another day. Next up, the boss man himself, Jerry Shears.
What up, dog?
He has your workday hits for you. I'll be back tomorrow morning from 6. Hopefully we'll see Ari if she's feeling better. Hopefully we'll see her on Friday. If not, until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., this is Adam Davis and for CFM bidding you adieu, like the old days.